Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm so getting so excited about our trip to London. I've forgotten that I'm already here. Yes. So yes, I'm excited. But I mean the group trip we're all doing together to see Ed Sheeran live in London. Because now that we've given away some of the tickets and I've heard the excitement in people's voices, it's just given me a real lift.
I'm so excited and lifted as well, because...
How's your time been here so far? Are you happy to be here?
Yeah, good. Yes.
That's encouraging. We're having a great time, aren't we?
We're having a great time.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
We went to dance lessons.
Yes.
That was a good night, wasn't it? We're going to go back. It was so fun. We're going back next week. And those dance lessons has inspired this week's Booty Drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain saying she a gold digger. We're going to
Big Boss Booty Drop.
So next week, I think we're going to try hip-hop. But this week, we did a bit of cha-cha, a bit of Latin.
Yeah.
A lot of hip movements.
La cucaracha-cha, la cucaracha-cha.
I think it's just like, isn't it just la cucaracha?
Which means cockroach.
Did you know that? Cha-cha. Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, the cockroach.
Yeah, it sounds gross when you just say
same ring to it, does it? No. Is that... Anyway, I was thinking my booty drop could be Shakira, Hips Don't Lie.
Yes.
And especially because Shakira has announced her and her partner have split up.
Yes.
And which is very sad news for her, happy news for other people who love Shakira.
Yes.
But I thought, let's keep it in the Ed Sheeran world, you know. And so my booty drop for today has a bit of a Latin feel.
Oh.
It is one of his new ones, and I never know if it's bum bum or
bum-bum.
Bam bam.
That's bum bum.
Bum bum.
Yeah, bum bum.
Here's a bit of bum bum.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello. That is Bam Bam for Bickmore's Booty Drop this afternoon. You can catch Ed Sheeran on tour in Feb and March 2023. All the details are at frontiertouring.com.au.
Now, I know you've mocked me because I've run away from Australia to have a bit of one-on-one family time, but yet my mum's here, my dad's here, you're here.
Yep.
You know, the whole family's here together.
Yes.
But I have been having the most beautiful time with my parents.
Same.
Right? Yeah. Get a nice drink with dad.
Yeah, great.
He really enjoyed that, actually.
Yeah,
you two are very similar in a very disturbing way.
I love your old man. He's
the best. You're a younger version of him. Wonder why my mum's marriage to him didn't work out.
He gave me, and I will not repeat it, he gave me some very funny life advice the other day, which was so textbook Brian.
But anyway, I've been having some lovely time with them because, and I don't want to get like all down, but I've started to realise, I think COVID, COVID made me realise.
We haven't got long left.
Well, who knows how long we've got left.
Oh, my God.
Especially with our parents. And travelling is not something that you get to do with your parents all the time. And the fact that I have two healthy, mobile parents that can travel is something that I'm going to enjoy. And don't cry.
I'm not crying.
It's not. Anyway. Dad and I, so about 20 years ago, he flew me over to London, right?
Yep.
As I think for my 21st.
Yep.
Oh, you are crying.
I'm not crying. I'm tired. We start the show early in the morning.
Oh, it has been lovely.
Starting the show early in the morning.
No.
It's been a punish.
You've only done it for 1 week.
Oh, mate.
Anyway, I came over with him about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was so excited because he wanted to take me on the hop on, hop off bus.
Yes.
Right. And it was a big thing that you do in London.
Also, an activity that I've done with your dad.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
My uncle hopped off it.
and
it actually wasn't a hop on, hop off bus.
No.
He just tried to run away from you.
Yeah.
I don't think that was me. Yeah, it was all you.
Okay.
So, anyway, on this trip, I had a new boyfriend at the time when I was on this trip. And my dad said I spent a good hour and a half, 2 hours on this hop on, hop off bus, just looking at my phone. And he was like, you know, isn't this lovely, honey, us being together? And I was like, yep. Anyway, text. Oh, I miss you. I love you. And then he was like, this is Buckingham Palace. And I'd look up and go, oh, yeah, great. Anyway, oh, I'm homesick. I want to come home. And he said, I did not take in Big Ben. I did not take in the London Eye. None of it.
Oh,
right?
I thought that was your boyfriend's name.
Anyway, we've laughed about it for 20 years, how I didn't want to be here. I was also like, I think about it now, how ungrateful I was. But I was so homesick. that I just wanted to go home, okay? Anyway, so here we are 20 years later together, and I said to Dad, let's go do the hop-on, hop-off bus tour again together, and we could do it properly this time. And so we went on. I had Addie with me, and she fell asleep in my arms. So it was Dad and I, and it was the most sunny, beautiful day. And honestly, it was just so magical. We were literally just looking at like Buckingham Palace and Big Ben and like nothing interesting. But I think it was the fact that we were doing it again 2 decades on together. But it was quite funny because halfway through, Dad said, who do you keep texting? And I said, oh, I'm just texting Chris about some stuff. And he goes, nothing's changed 2 decades on. I'm trying to show you everything. And you're on your phone the whole playtime.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And you could be joining them over there.
Go ahead, London. 80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 K's away in London. Sitting next to your favourite 2 Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it out. Bad
habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
People all over this beautiful country of ours will be staring at their phones, waiting in anticipation for them to ring. Jesse, do you have the number of our next winner there?
We do.
How about we hit dial and we can put these people out of their misery.
Makes me so happy.
Hello, Mike speaking.
Oh.
Hello, Mike speaking. It's Carrie and Tommy speaking.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah. Very well. You've got real locker there, Mike. Yeah. G'day, mate.
I love it. Thank you. Not Kiwi, born and bred.
Oh, are you?
Whereabouts are you from, Mike?
Nation's capital, Wellington.
Okay. I love New Zealand. It's a beautiful part
of
the world.
Country.
Yeah. It's a great place, isn't
Almost
it?
Almost as fun as London.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to London, Mike?
I have many moons ago, Tommy. Many, many moons ago.
Okay. What did you think of it?
Oh, it's a great place. A couple of great singers from...
Yes. Who would you bring with you if we were to, say, give you the trip?
Oh, it'd have to be my partner, Amanda.
Yep.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, four and a half years.
And do you love her to pieces?
Oh, to bits, mate. Absolute to bits. The mother of my daughter, so, yep.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Isla.
How old's Isla?
She just had her 6-month birthday. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
Mike. I mean, the first thing that goes into my head is, who's babysitting, Mike, if you do come on this trip?
Well, believe it or not, Carrie, I've called in my mother. She is coming over to stay for a couple of weeks. Just to help out, help around the house and what have you. Yeah, so she's coming in a couple of weeks or a week.
Does she know there's a chance that you guys might not be there?
It could be a bit of a setup there. Not at the moment, no.
Well, Mike, we'll put you out of your misery. Congratulations, you are coming.
Yes! You absolute ripper!
Mike, we can't wait to we can't wait to party with you over here. Congratulations! We can't wait to meet you and Amanda. We just have one more thing to do, Mike, and that is we're going to quickly call Amanda, if you don't mind, and we're going to tell her, but we're going to give her an ultimatum and to see if she would be as loyal to you as you are to her. So Mike, just stay with us, and we're going to call her now and put her to the test.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Amanda?
Yes.
G'day, Amanda. It's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, so good. Hey, we've just got a quick one. Obviously, we know you've entered. Oh, sorry, Carrie's here as well.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Carrie.
We know you have entered Ed to London, and personally, like, we'd love to see you over here. Just a bit of a tricky question. We do have a lot of couples already on the trip, and we know you've nominated that you would go with Mike, your partner. That's a bit of an issue for us. Would you consider going with someone?
Sounds like he's an issue.
Yes,
not that he's the issue. It's just we're trying to build a more dynamic team over there. So it's not just couples. Yes. But we were just wondering whether, would it be a tricky conversation? Is there a way you could come with a girlfriend, perhaps not Mike, if we were to give you the prize?
Look, I'm definitely not going to say no. It would certainly be a tricky conversation, considering that he's trying to win tickets too.
Well, Amanda, I've got some incredible news and some slightly awkward news for you. The incredible news is that both you and Mike are coming to London with us to see Ed Sheeran. So firstly, congratulations.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. The slightly awkward news is Mike is also on the line and he's just heard you say that you'd ditch him.
Thanks, babe. Cheers.
Oh, babe, you would have done the same.
I don't reckon he would have, Amanda.
No way. Never. Unbelievable. Oh, this is so good.
I'm in the middle of cold and...
Well, give us a scream. Come on, Amanda. Give us that winning scream in the middle of cold.
Hey, we can't wait to see you both over here. Congratulations. And, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Download the Listener app and register. Just type in Carrie and Tommy and you'll be able to find all of the details. You can stream Two Step featuring Budgera from Ed Sheeran's Equals Tour Edition album out now.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country on your radio and the Listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Sarbo.
And here's one of our absolute faves, Darren Hayes joins us.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, congratulations on everything. We haven't spoken to you since Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras was amazing. Oh, congratulations. Yes. And congratulations on Poison Blood, the new single. We've got a bit of it here for those people who haven't heard it.
Stunning voice. Last time we spoke to you, you spoke a little bit about the journey or how life had been for you at some points in your life and how you couldn't express who you truly really were and the damage that that did to you. Mm-hmm. I know Poison Blood is an incredibly deep song with some darker sides to it as well. Is that reflective of that time you spoke about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a song about how I am here in spite of depression. You know, I think it's a cliche to say it, but I think it's sadly a lot of men don't really speak a lot about mental health. And I just happen to be a fabulously dressed gay man speaking about it. But yeah, it's something in my family that's hereditary as well, which is a challenge. You know, there are a couple of people in my family are no longer here as a result of this, this illness. And yet it's something in my life that's kind of a superpower as well. It allows me to kind of feel all the feels. So it's something I wouldn't change because it makes me who I am, but it's definitely a challenge. And that's kind of what the song's about, that I choose to be here and I choose to stay every day.
Well, we're, for one, very glad you're here. It always gives us a big smile seeing your face.
Thank you, Tommy. I forgot. I actually owe Carrie a belated birthday celebration. Congratulations. May the 4th.
And back to you too.
May the 4th be with you, Carrie.
I was thinking my birthday was last December. That's a long time back.
And I know you love a Star Wars theme, so we're going to get out my Poison Blood single. We're going to talk about the fact that I'm touring Australia next year. I have to get that plug in there before I go into another joke.
Well, Darren, we're just getting started. We have so much more to chat to you about. Would you mind sticking around so we can do that?
Yeah, for sure.
More with Darren Hayes on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Sarbo, and we are still joined by Darren Hayes.
Darren, it's so good having you back in the country. We love you here. Wasn't it your birthday recently?
No, May 8th, I turned 50. Yes.
What did you do? Did you have an epic party? Or what's celebration mean to you? What did you do?
Yeah, I did. I mean, we're in, COVID land. Sorry, that the alarm just went off. I said the negative word. But I was a weekend away from shooting the video for this single where, spoiler alert, I spend a lot of it in a bathtub without my shirt on. So I had to... If you're going to talk about depression, make it sexy. But I couldn't really have a blowout birthday, you know, because I'm still vain. That hasn't gone away. So we went away to a cabin, Richard and I. We went to a cabin in the woods. Oh, that didn't sound good, does it? But it was
fun.
What do
you mean? That sounds
heaven.
That sounds good.
It is good, but it's the name of a horror film called Cabin in the Woods.
Oh.
No, I was just imagining you topless in the bath in the cabin in the woods. I wasn't thinking. Yeah. I mean, I guess that could be the start of the horror
film,
couldn't it?
Could have been. Every guest,
but it was really nice.
Like maybe we should have a big party then. If you didn't have your party, I missed my 40th because of COVID. We need to have an epic party, birthday
I did
party,
that.
All the belated ones.
And then I did all my I'm gay, so I came out about that. But I probably should come out about something else too, because I, you know, basically I'm the... How do I say? I'm just going to say it. I'm the Ian Forcer account. You know that, that's right. So I spent on my 50th in the cabin in the woods. I did a lot of posting because I knew I was going to do a lot of promo for this tour that's coming up. So I was like, oh, get all my Tommy dad's Instagram posts in. All that stuff. So I was just complimenting Tommy on all of his pics. You know, oh, well,
also,
you look really
you
big in those speedos.
Contacting my partner as well because the enforcer's been really DMing Chris.
No, I've been really...
It's been weird.
Deep in those DMs, guys.
How do you get into character to be my dad on Instagram? How does that...
I just look at...
What process?
I look at the prodigy, I look at the son, and I go, okay, what type of human being could create an entity with an ego the size of a black hole that someone that wants to swim the... What are you swimming, the French channel or something? What are you doing? The English? Yeah, I don't know what it is.
England
I don't do
to
sports.
Belgium. 92 Ks.
Okay.
And he's not ready.
It's a real age. Yeah. He's ready. He's ready.
You're not ready.
I'm
ready. You've barely swum since you've been here.
I've swum. Are you joking?
You've swum in a 10-meter pool for half an hour a day.
I swim two times
anyway,
a day.
This is another
this
scam, isn't it?
Here.
It's not going to happen, is it?
It's going to happen.
Really? Okay.
Of course.
I believe it will happen. There's nothing he doesn't try and fail at.
And I'd appreciate it.
Sorry. There's nothing he doesn't try and fail at. That doesn't make sense.
But you know what?
Everything he tries...
I think it's so sweet that you two are so codependent that Tommy went over there.
I know, on my family holiday.
It's beautiful because I used to think you two were actually married because I really did think that. And then when I saw
can
that.
Can you imagine?
I could.
Not fun.
I've imagined it.
In the bath.
I'm imagining it now.
In a cabin.
Hey, can I?
In a cabin in the
quite
woods.
Quite genuinely, I know this is getting serious again. And
I'm sorry.
I know
Let's
that
get
we,
serious.
We, no. I wanted
Let's
to ask
you.
Let anyone talk about our marriage.
Sorry, because I wanted to ask a genuine question because you said men don't talk about mental health.
Yes.
Are you open to talking about, and don't feel you have to because it's incredibly
private.
Let's
talk about it.
But some of the things that helped you actually through that period, because I feel like 100%. People are getting better at talking about it, but the experience for everybody is so unique and different.
Yeah.
There's not one thing that works for people.
Yeah, for sure. Talking about it is the biggest thing. I think admitting that you're not doing okay is the biggest thing. And I think this whole...
To who? Who do you say that to, do you think?
You know, anyone. I think the first step is the hardest step. And I think just admitting to someone that you're not doing okay is it feels like this enormous task and this impossible thing, because somehow when you're suffering, you think, wow, if I admit this, I don't know, I think there's a pride thing. I know for me as, you know, it's such a contradiction because, you know, we're successful people. We're able to do other things in our lives. And yet at the same time, there's this fear that, you know, if I admit that I have this sadness or this problem or whatever, that, people might start treating me differently, or that there might be a stigma about it, that people might say, your opinion isn't really your opinion. It's just because maybe you're depressed or you're sad or whatever.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's, yeah, but I think just admitting it was one of the first things for me. And look, I'm not shy about this. I've been to therapy a lot in my life, and there is a cocktail of medications that go into this body that make it possible for me to be here, and I am proud of it. Whatever it takes,
absolutely.
Whether it's a green tea and some yoga or some pharmaceutical company, it doesn't matter. It's just a brain It's a brain that pumps chemicals, and sometimes those chemicals are out of whack. You wouldn't feel any differently if it was diabetes or any other part of your body that was slightly out of whack. And it's really just the best anecdote I ever heard about mental health was a little bit like you're flying a plane and you're in the pilot seat and you think all the instruments are telling you that the plane's crashing. And I can tell you from my point of view, it really does feel like that when you're depressed. But the truth is the instruments are just not accurate. That's all it is. Your brain lies to you sometimes. And all you need to do is just get a little bit of help to get those instruments back in order.
Darren, we've got so much more to chat to you about. Can you stick around?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, more to come with Darren up next. And of course, if this conversation has brought up any issues for you, Lifeline is always available on 13 11 14. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Darren Hayes.
Darren, before the break, you were being very generous and lovely, as you always are, talking about some of your own battles with mental health. In that spirit, I guess I want to know, did you find it took a while to be kind of nice to yourself?
Wow, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I think as Aussies... Go ahead, yeah.
Sorry, maybe I should explain why I asked the question. The reason I asked the question is because I feel like often when you don't talk to people for a while, mm-hmm. you're so much meaner to yourself than other people ever are to you. And so mm-hmm. you get caught up in your own thoughts. And so it's not until you chat to other people that you realize, oh, I've been so horrible to myself. Yeah. And so that's what led me to ask that question.
Yeah, I think... Here's a really beautiful test to this. I did this exercise once about just how much you really do care for yourself or you are kind to yourself, which was there was a series of exercises you had to do for yourself. And one of them was write a card to yourself or go and buy a card for yourself. And another one of those tasks was go and buy a bunch of flowers for yourself, which feels like a really stupid thing to do, but... You do it, and then the next day, I'm spoiling this task, but the next day I got an instruction which said, be honest, how much money did you spend on that bunch of flowers that you bought for yourself? And would you, if it was anyone else in your life, would you have spent more money? Mm. And the answer, of course, was yeah. And just realizing that we are so much kinder to everyone else than we are to ourselves was a real revelation to me. You know, that we're raised, I was going to say this before, I think as Aussies, you know, we're really raised to have that spirit of kind of like, oh, you know, to deflect that compliment. I did that earlier in the interview, you know, I used some humor to kind of deflect about, you know, the seriousness
of
my
awesome
song.
How awesome your song is, yeah.
Yeah, or some kind things you were saying, because we're raised to sort of not big ourselves up a lot. If you Google me accepting lots of awards at the ARIA Awards, a million years ago, I think I apologize every time I come up to the podium, because culturally we think we've been raised to be humble, but I think that humbleness can be detrimental sometimes because of that inner critic and that inner kind of mean person inside. So yeah.
Have you found that when you've started talking to people about it, you've heard from other people, even within the industry, who didn't ever feel like they could speak about it, who have had similar journeys?
Yeah, since I've released Poison Blood, like my Instagram page and my DMs and stuff, they're not always open, but it's been beautiful, the amount of response I've had from people that have just said, wow, you've just put into words kind of how I feel. The thing that was the sweetest was I got a text from my mum. She's such a sweetheart. And she just wrote to me and said, you know, I'm so proud of you for being able to talk about this in a way that was, you know, it's not entirely depressing. The song is actually really uplifting. It's emotional, it's inspiring, and yet it's a really serious topic. And in the same conversation, she tried to apologize to me for passing down this hereditary kind of occurrence that happens in our family. And I just said to her, you're missing the point of the song. I love my blood, like, and I wouldn't want any other blood inside my heart than yours. It's, you know, it's yeah,
that's
it's
beautiful.
It's a huge part of who I am. It's just, now I know what it is. You know, I have this, I'll call it a superpower, and it comes with some limitations and some bonus.
But some for bonus your mum scenes. Too, like the pain that it would be for her watching her son go through that. Like you can see why a mum would apologise for something that is completely out of her control. But for her, it must be such so nice to see you in the place that you're in now.
It is, and you know, I'm just so grateful for all the support I've had, and the you know, I really love that I'm speaking to you in a country where we have free or mostly free, you know, healthcare. And people can, you know, reach out and seek treatment for something that really shouldn't be embarrassing at all. It's an incredible machine that we have. Our brain is amazing. I grew up in a situation where, you know, I did have a violent life when I was a child, but my brain managed to imagine this extraordinary life, and I made that life happen for me in spite of that. And you know, that's a wondrous thing. It's not a, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I think our brains are just, maybe we just need an update to the operating system now and then.
That brain has created the most incredible music and is going to create the most incredible show because you're touring early next year. And you're going to be celebrating 25 years of Savage Garden, doing your own stuff as well, doing it all. Is it party? Is it sit back, reflect? What's the mood of?
Oh, it's super celebratory and it's super hits driven. Like it's like, I want people to, there's a kid on TikTok who's hilarious. There's an Aussie called Me in a Nutshell, and he does all these I Want You parodies. And, you know, what's funny is like, it's people who are 25, 30 year olds now who grew up when their parents played that record, you know, in the carpool, or they heard it, they were 8 year olds and they heard that music. And also people who are my age, you know, I want this to be a show where people can come along and just kind of remember. I'm totally embracing my inner DAG, my inner, you know, like whatever it means to you, that era. Like I've always been a fan of everything that we've done, whether it's NAF or not. I'm super excited to kind of play hits and be in bigger venues and just really say thanks for 25 years of memories. So, yeah, it's going to be a big fun show.
Well, make sure you get along. DarrenHayes.com is where you grab the tickets. It is always a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Carrie. And may the 4th be with you.
Rack off.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your R&B Fridays. And if you are keen for a family holiday, well, you've turned up at the right time.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the belly trip. Woo-hoo! To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carrie, Tommy, but ready to take off. But first, you gotta buzz in to blast off.
Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Carrie and Tommy's buzz in to blast off.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
Less than a week away until the movie Lightyear is out, and I'm so excited to see it. The trailer looks amazing, and to celebrate, because what a prize.
Have you found a family to go with to Disneyland?
I'm working on it. I am.
We are giving away a family trip to Disneyland. We're going to pit families against each other.
Yes.
And Tommy's never been to Disneyland, so, you know, if you could find a family to join, that would be pretty fun.
If you're missing a family, if you want to make a family.
That weird uncle, you know, it could be you.
I don't need to be the weird uncle just yet. CarrieandTommy.com.au is where you need to register your family, and you could be going to the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Or on us.
We're going to start playing on Monday. Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
Still to come. Twitter grabbed my heart the other
night. It?
Oh my God, I got to tell you what I read.
Twitter?
Yeah, I know.
You
did.
And Twitter.
I know.
Okay.
We'll do that next. Plus, 1K up for grabs. Still to come.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London on your radios and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
So I want to tell you a story.
Oh, yeah?
A lovely story that I read on Twitter. Hugh Remington shared this thread from a guy called Saman Ashrawi.
Okay. Some man.
No, his name is Saman, I think. Okay. And
his
name
is Saman, I think.
Well, I don't know him, obviously, but I now know his story.
Okay,
this
great.
Is his story, not my story, but I wanted to share it because I thought it was so beautiful.
Great.
And a reminder of when the internet and all of that can be a good place. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Sometimes there's a lot of negativity.
Yes.
So he posted this thing, a picture of him and his grandpa, and he said, my grandpa Dave told me he was sure he was gay when he was moving into his dorm freshman year, and there was a boy, and his quote was, his grandpa said, with the prettiest eyes. And he said, after grandpa passed, I learned from my mother who that boy was. That boy that he thought was pretty at uni, his name was John Kander. And after college, he went on with his partner to compose two of the greatest Broadway musicals of all time, Cabaret and Chicago.
Wow.
Right? He said, anyway, discovering that, you know, warmed his heart and everything. And he said he also wrote the theme song for the Scorsese film from 1977, New York, New York, which was originally sung by Liza Minnelli. So this guy's gone on to do amazing stuff, right? Anyway, he said, I always thought it was cool that grandpa and this guy were in love.
Yes.
But he said during the pandemic, he noticed something on a bookcase. He walked past this bookcase in his house. He walked past all the time and he'd never noticed this vinyl that was poking out of the shelves. And he pulled it out and it was a custom pressing, and written in pencil was Our Boy. And the year was 1951 and the composer's name was John Kander, this guy. So he put it on, and the song was a song that John had written for this guy's grandpa. And he said he listened to it and it was very theatrical and it was beautiful. Mm. And anyway, he went online and thought, I wonder if this guy John's still alive. And to his amazement, he was. He's 94 years old, still alive. And he said he then emailed John to try and get in touch with him. And he then discovered that the record wasn't just a song, but it was a whole entire one-act musical called Our Boy that he wrote at 22, shortly after having met this guy's grandfather, and that he'd wanted to cast the grandfather as the lead. And it was a play about a boxer grappling with the, you know, existential feelings of defeat and all of this stuff. Anyway, he then said he tracked the guy down and him and his family, and he went over there and met John in person and heard all about their love story of how his grandfather and this man were together, you know, in love in college, and how they couldn't be together, but just how honest they were with each other about their feelings and what they were grappling with at the time. And yeah, now they know each other and have this connection. And I thought, what an incredible journey, 94 years of a story, or 70 years, I guess, if it started when they were 20.
Yeah.
All discovered just through the internet.
I know. It's amazing. It's also so sad that so much of their life would have been in secret, right?
Well, that's what I thought, although the guy did go on to compose with his partner. So I wondered whether maybe for his life, maybe he got the chance to live his life the way he wanted, but maybe his grandpa didn't. I don't know whether his grandpa married or what happened. But yes, that's always the bit that you, when you hear stories like that, you think, what could have been for that person if they could have just been themselves, you know?
I'm reading Capote at the moment, Breakfast at Tiffany's, but there's a bit about Capote at the start. And they said because Capote was gay, but in a time when you couldn't be gay, they said there's a lot of, they think, gender bending in his roles that he writes. So he'll write these love stories and then reverse the genders of them to make them more palatable to her.
Oh, that probably went on a bit,
yeah,
I reckon. Anyway, I should say, because this was not my story, if you want to hear more of that story, you can go to @Ellis_audio app, because I don't want to claim that story. I don't know who at Ellis underscore.
At Ellis underscore audio
app. Well, I don't want to claim. I don't like when people claim content.
But on what platform are we
on? It just says @ like Ellis underscore audio app.
So just go to the internet.
I don't know who that is or what that is, but I'm trying to give credit to that Twitter person for their beautiful story.
Just go to Twitter. You'll find it.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to guess a be the recipe with Carrie and Tommy.
Let the celebrations be gin for World Gin Day with harrydog.com.au. The better way to buy alcohol online in your own time. Drink responsibly.
I love the sound of a can being opened. Is there anything better than that?
Yes.
That was almost...
Sounded like it is World Gin Day, Bickers.
It is.
And so to celebrate, we thought we'd get a couple of gorgeous people on the line. G'day, Stacey.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How well do you know your booze, Stacey?
Pretty well.
Okay.
What's your favourite cocktail? But let's not get any ideas in heads because it might give it away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Dean. Dean, are you a gin man?
Hello, guys. I do love a good gin.
How good is a bit of cucumber in a gin,
yeah.
Dean?
Oh, it's the best. Even on your eyes. Best.
Yes. That's what I do. I dip it in.
Even
it in
celery.
On your eyes.
No, on the gin. Hey, whatever you want.
Guys, this game is very simple. How it's going to work is Bickers is going to start mixing up a cocktail, and as she does that, she's going to read out the ingredients she's putting in. First person who thinks they know what that cocktail is, buzz in with your name. If you get the answer right, $1,000 cash is all yours. That's how simple it is. But if you get the answer wrong, the cash will go straight to the other person. There is no second chances. It is one and done.
Have you got my gin music ready? I need something to set the scene before I get behind my bar.
What's this? It's a little bit of piano, mate. Imagine.
Sorry, Jesse. Jesse,
like
are you playing
bar music?
Jesse,
that's Chopin. So I don't know.
Was that you in grade 3?
Grade 2, actually. I was pretty good, pretty early.
Okay, no, I want something like
imagine
something
if you
like,
walked into
or
a bar.
I'm out on a terrace bar.
Hang on, can you just
it's
give us the
sunny
give us,
day?
Give us your other one again. Can you imagine just walking to a bar going, hey, you're going to love this date? Okay.
Okay, what else have you got?
Oh,
well, that's me playing cops. Guys, this is now getting weird. I just want my gym music. You know, at home, the music I put on. All right, I'm going to get into it while you guys find the appropriate tune.
Stacey, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
You understand the rules. Your name is your buzzer. Dean, are you ready to go?
Yep, let's go.
All right. Best of luck, drinkers.
So I've got a tumbler glass and a cocktail shaker filled with some ice. Shaker, 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 shaker. Actually, no, I'm not shaking yet. I've just got the cocktail shaker.
What a weird cocktail. Is it water? She's shaking ice down to water.
Now I put 25 mils of gin into the shaker.
Oh, gosh.
Then I'll add 25 mils of bitter orange liqueur. Oh, he's gone in early.
Dean, you must be confident buzzing in that early, Dean.
Not really, but I'm just going to go with a Singapore Sling.
Bickers, you're the cocktail maker.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dean. I don't know if it was the music that put you off or what it was. I am not making a Singapore Sling.
Dean, if Bickers read a few more of the ingredients, such as...
Next, I'm going to add 25 mils of sweet... I'd never get this one right. Vermouth. Vermouth. Yeah. Now I'm going to give it my big shake. Shaker, 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 shaker. And then I'm going to strain it into the glass over ice. And then I'm going to finish it off by adding the only way this drink can be had is with an orange slice to garnish it.
Yes. Dean, you would know that that is not a Singapore Sling, and it's in fact a Negroni. So I'm so sorry, Dean. That is bad news for you. But Stacey, that is great news for you. $1,000 is yours.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Was that the easiest thing ever? You had to do nothing.
For once, I was lost for words. Yes, thank you.
Would you have known at any point what that drink was?
No. A little, yeah, maybe. I was
you
like,
don't have to have known, Stace.
Yeah,
you played by the rules of the game and you won.
Yeah,
and enjoy a gin tomorrow for World Gin Day.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Let the celebrations be gin for World Gin Day with hairydog.com.au, the better way to buy alcohol online in your own time. Drink responsibly.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, we are all this week and next giving away trips to come to us to see Ed Sheeran live in London. But we've discovered, and this has excited us greatly, that a member of our very own team has a connection to Ed Sheeran that we did not know about.
An inside job.
Yes.
It's coming up.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. But guys, it is not just you.
The whole team's come into the studio. Mm. What's happening, Sonda? Eli, what's going down?
You know how we are headed to London with you guys?
Yeah. So we're really excited. We're giving away tickets for listeners to come and party with Ed Sheeran. And the crew, the off-air crew, gets to come too, which is outstanding. Now, Eli has...
our web guy.
Our web guy. Famously said he'd never been on a flight, and then it turned out he'd been to Egypt, the US.
He'd been on around the world.
Every
continent.
He said
he'd only ever been on like one overseas trip, but that was around the world that went for about 10 years.
I think there was, we worked out, there was like four countries he hasn't been.
Yeah, he's been a lot.
He's been to a lot of places. So he should be a seasoned traveller. The questions that I am fielding from a grown adult about how to travel, what to bring.
He did ask us whether to bring a jumper the other day, and we said you need a few because it's freezing
ridiculous.
Summer.
I think
to be fair, I only bought one.
So. Yeah, well, don't ask. Well, he's asking the right member of the team. He shouldn't be asking you what to bring.
So this is
what sort of questions?
Well, this is actually helpful for Tommy and Eli then. Let's just go through some basic things about traveling, helpful for our listeners as well. Eli, ask the guys your questions. No judgment, but lots of judgment. Oh. And let's just see how grown adults on this team operate.
Wow. I don't know if I want to anymore.
It's a safe space, mate. It's a safe space. I mean, it's why I do most of the family's packing, because most people cannot pack to save themselves. What are you asking?
I was wondering, will my bank cards work in London?
Well, it's funny you say that, Eli, because they do. But because of the exchange rate and stuff, I got myself some little cash passports, like the old days when you get your what were the slips? You get your travel notes
checks.
Or whatever.
What do you mean?
Your traveler's checks. But I got these little cards, Eli, called cash passports, and you load them up with money, and then you don't have to pay the exchange every time. But if you don't do that, yes, your cards work over here, and you can tap on and off the tube and everything.
Okay. And so will my phone work? Or do I have to do something with that?
No, you need to put on international roaming, and you also, I feel like this really feels like an off-air chat. You do, otherwise you pay ridiculous fees. So you need to let the bank, don't you get involved, because you wouldn't even know what you're paying.
No, I don't know what I'm paying.
You need to call.
That's why, sorry.
Call your phone provider, Eli, and work out whether you've got a roaming package.
Hello.
And then switch it on. And for $5 or $10 a day, you can use your phone over here.
And with
if you don't, you'll cop really high, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of charges.
Oh, wow. Will my phone automatically just change time zone, or do I have to do that too?
Oh my God, you're a digital man. Getting ridiculous.
No, because I was thinking, because if I have my morning alarm on, I don't want it to be Australian 10 a.m.
No, it's going to change. Does it change when you go interstate automatically?
I don't know. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, it does. That was a rhetorical question.
Genuine question. How do we catch the tube? Do we need Oyster cards?
Oh, mate, I'm all over this. I'm the tube expert. And they've got a new line, the Elizabeth line, named after Lizzie, you know, the queen. And I haven't caught it yet, so I'm waiting to do it as a team.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You just tap on with your credit card. You don't need to buy cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Guys, the world's an amazing place, isn't it?
You should have said the world's yours.
Yeah, But you don't need
one. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home on your radio and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, guys. This is a treat. There's a man who resides in a cave, and he produces all the audio on this show. So whenever you hear a great kind of jingle for anything we've got, that's been our man, Jezelenko, toiling away in his little cave. Jez, to what do we owe you the pleasure of stepping up to a microphone?
Well, guys, I've been looking back at the archives of your guys' lives. Intro? Play the intro.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives. When was that?
When did that happen? You mean the lives of us on this show, or our lives pre-show separately?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great point, because it's you and me, I think, to start with. So... A little while ago on the show, I bought you the audio of when you and me first met, because at the Logies.
Oh, on the red carpet.
On the red carpet, 2014.
Lovely.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I've got a little bit of it here. It was pretty awkward, and I don't know if I did a great job. I wasn't very happy with the first question I asked you. Jess has got a bit of it here.
Carrie Bickmore.
Can I say Carrie Bickmore? More like Carrie, the hottest chick on the carpet, more.
Oh, you said that to all of them, haven't you?
Sorry, Bickers, about that.
I still think it's good stuff.
It's lovely. It's a lovely thing to hear when you've gone to all that effort to get dressed up, and I appreciate it. And I've remembered it over all these years, Jez.
Yeah, I mean, don't
I certainly
think you
haven't,
did.
But. But I loved it. What else has happened between us?
Well, I put a little photo in the group chat of you and me there because which is I've got that up on the wall in my house now. Yeah, I'm about to send another photo from the same night.
Oh my God! Look at you! Look at you!
You look like Dickie Knee.
You've got a cap on and this glorious big head of curly hair.
Like you actually look like, you know how you buy those hats with the hair attached to it?
Yes.
Like a novelty kind of, like a white version of the Bob Marley hat. Almost like it would be for Wayne's World. You look like...
So I was on the red carpet interviewing for the breakfast, interviewing all the celebrities like Carrie Bickmore for the breakfast show I was working on at the time, which was Fifi Boxer's and Dave Thornton's brekkie show. On the same night, I thought I'd bring you guys this audio because on the same night I interviewed Ed Sheeran, your mate, who, you know, we're sending listeners over to London to go see him with you.
Yes.
And I got to interview
Jez, before we hear the audio. Yeah. How did it go? I'd love to hear your own assessment of how you think
I also have one quick question. Is this just the archives of your life?
Essentially. Yes, I used you guys as a launch into my own gear, I guess.
But. Yeah, it's fine. I'm down for it. I was just clarifying.
Let me guess then.
I thought the end stuff interview
went. You think the interview went quite well and you'd like to play it again?
Well, this is the dumb part. I don't think it went that well. I think I got really nervous and asked him if he could get me a beer.
Oh, listen, great. I want to hear it.
Ed Sheeran.
I'm here with the fabulous Ed Sheeran, who is a man dressed after my own heart. I feel like I have a brother in you here on the red carpet, man.
No one told me to wear a suit. I turned up. It's like a fancy dress party that I've turned up to, not in fancy dress. I was like, is this fine? And they were like, yep.
Hey, we love playing your new single, Seeing on the Box, man.
Thank you.
You're playing at the House of Hits tomorrow night for us. A rating out of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
10. Australia is always the best audience, man. Like, you guys go mental. My ears hurt after these gigs.
My first time in the red carpet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
That's right.
You met any
I keep asking everybody to bring me out a beer, but no one will.
Beer? Yeah, we'll find your beer.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. If he doesn't bring it out, he's sucks.
You're great.
I'll get your beer.
You are the man.
Oh. Did he get you a beer?
The beer never came.
I thought the pause was obviously him looking around to get somebody to get you a beer, but that pause is a very long pause. I was dying a bit during that pause.
But you know what?
Nothing like dead air when you're interviewing someone.
You know what the sign of a seasoned pro is on the red carpet?
Yeah.
When your third question is this. Sorry, man, it's my first time on the red carpet.
Oh, so maybe you can do the big interview with Ed when you come over to London. Your chance again for him to get you a beer at his restaurant that we're going to.
All the questions, the summary of all the questions, Jez Lenko, I love you, and I think it's unique what you're doing. But the summary of all the questions was, you dress like me, we love you, we play your single, I don't know what I'm doing.
Get me a beer.
And you get me a beer.
Now get me a beer.
We are headed to London to go and see Ed Sheeran. If you'd like to come along, download the Listener app and search Carrie and Tommy to enter. It's all thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it is that time of the week. This time, it is Ed themed.
Knopping the top off a frothy.
I'm knopping the top off.
Because it's already got stuck into it.
Is this going to get hectic?
Yeah, I can feel it. The beat's going to drop.
I'm spilling my drink everywhere.
Are you still drinking at that point? I don't know if you
are. I am. I'm trying. You've only just let me open my first drink.
My bag is no longer in the middle and we're not dancing round. Hey, it's off to the side. I've forgotten about it. And I'm my goon bag. No, mate.
Are you still wearing that bra that has
beer? You can get them all through the Marks and Spencers over here, by the way.
Oh, really?
It's very handy.
Are you still wearing that bra that has like beer and wine stashed in it and then a little straw attached so you can just drink out of it?
Of course.
It's got a handbag as well, don't you?
I didn't bring a lot of stuff, but yeah. Yes, it is a Friday. The weekend is almost here. Heaps more still to come.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
That was a lullaby. It's been a big day. It's probably sleep.
Yeah, it's not usually the sound that goes with Wrapped. Are you Raw? Because
no, I am Wrapped. I'm so Wrapped. It's been such a big week of giving away tickets to come and see Ed Sheeran live with us in London that it's been just a bit tiring.
Yes.
That and our dance class. Oh, my back is still so sore. But yes, all this week we have been giving trips away to come and see Ed Sheeran with us, and all of our winners have been amazing. But so far, oh my God, Steph was fantastic. Where are you, Steph?
I'm out with my son kicking the football.
Does that mean you can scream at the top of your lungs?
Yes.
Well, maybe get it started, Steph, because you're coming to London!
I'm going to London! Oh, my God, we're carrying Tommy. Thank you. Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are the best. I listen to you religiously every day. You're like my family.
Oh, Steph, that's beautiful. And we also, we heard that you want to take your sister, Rebecca. Is that true? But you can't because she lives in New Zealand?
Well, I do want to take her. I did ask. She's happy to get on a plane.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
3 years.
3 years. So we are willing to do that for you. So she
we're
going to
pay everything for your sister to come with you.
No. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm wrapped as well, because then of course we had to call Beck.
Yeah.
And that led to this.
Steph, we're gonna fly Rebecca over and we're gonna get her on the line right now and you can deliver the good news to her, okay?
Hello, Rebecca speaking.
Sis. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey. I'm just about to go set up for bingo. About to go call numbers.
Well, I hope you're free in a couple of weeks because they're going to fly you over.
Oh my God! What the f***? Oh, my God! Mom! Oh, my God! Really?
Yes,
oh
yes.
My God.
Rebecca.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're on the phone.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, Rebecca.
I'm so sorry.
It is so fine.
Rebecca, you are coming with your sister Steph. You are heading to London to see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley Dinner at his restaurant, Bertie Blossoms. You're going to party with us.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can see my sister. That's the main part, but I can see her too.
Jesse, how you feeling, bro?
Guys, we're all wrapped this week because I love the call with Steph as well. And the best part was when they got their mum, Lynn, on the phone as well.
It was a lot, wasn't
and I,
it?
And I reckon next week we'll get their dad, Jeff, maybe their dog, Gary, second cousin twice removed, Penelope as well.
Oh,
my gosh. I'm going to tell my mum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Stephanie.
Steph, what's your mum's name?
My mum,
My name's Lynn. Oh, my God, hey, I can't keep still. I'm so sorry. Oh, my Lynn, God, my kids are going to London. My children are going to London. Woohoo! Oh, my God.
They're good kids, and they stick together like sisters do. But we've been apart for 3 years. I'm tickle pink. Wait till their father finds us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get them
Thank you. Get them.
All right. Well, we better let you all go. I know, Rebecca, you got to go do bingo, so we don't want to keep you waiting. So fun. And we're giving away more of those trips next week, so make sure you download the listener app because we could call you at any time.
Have a great weekend.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.